Listen now for the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was selected from among the earliest recordings preserved from his lifetime and ministry.
When they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming him offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive a due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. When Jesus Christ was in this world, he was God in human flesh. He walked around among men, God manifest in the flesh. You remember the story of a young man that came to Jesus and said, Good Master. And Jesus said, Why do you call me good? There's only one that's good, and that's God. In other words, Jesus said, If I'm not God, I'm not good. If Jesus was not God, he was not good. You have no right to call Jesus Christ a good man, but if you reject his deity, he was either God manifest in the flesh, or he was the greatest imposter the world ever saw. Now, since he was God manifest in the flesh, it is not surprising that he had power to do anything he ever did. If you take Jesus Christ out of the man place and put him in the God place and the class with God, you can understand Jesus. The only explanation of the things that Jesus Christ did and said, this is the only explanation. He was the Son of God. There's no question about that. I can understand how people could doubt some things, but how anybody could doubt the deity of Jesus Christ is more than I can understand. Somebody said, if Jesus Christ was not God, manifest in the flesh, then I would worship the one that imagines it, Jesus Christ. You couldn't imagine him. All the gods that men have ever given the world in their thinking, none of them were like Jesus Christ. Now, he was God. Now, since he was God, you can understand. Of course, there were many things in his life that took place in a rather strange way. It's strange about his birth and the lowly place he held in the manger. You cannot conceive of God coming down this earth and in the form of a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. It's strange about how he sat in the temple at the age of 12 and talked to the doctors of the law. It is strange about his baptism at Jordan, about his temptation in the wilderness, on the mountaintop, and on the pinnacle of the temple. It is strange how, with wonderful simplicity, he went about to making the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, curing the palsy, and cleansing the leper and raising the dead. And yet many women, to my mind, the strangest thing that Jesus Christ ever did was when he hung there in the darkness that clustered about Golgotha and said to a dying man, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now, you talk to me about miracles. I can think of no miracle quite so wonderful as a miracle of regeneration. I remember years ago, I was in New York City, and I went to a rescue mission where I spoke one night. I never shall forget that night. Back in the rear, there was the bummiest of the bum and the slimiest of the slum. Up in the front, there were men of kingly appearance, magnificent-looking men of charming personality. Well, I talked to the crowd, and then we had a testimony meeting, and I saw a man get up, one of the handsomest men I've ever known. He said, My friends, there isn't a bum in this building tonight who was as low down as I was a few years ago. I was the most hopeless bum that ever came to New York City. He said, I was reared out west. He said, I graduated my university. I decided to be a lawyer. When I finished the university, my father gave me a check for $100,000. I married my boyhood sweetheart. We started out the life together. And we were getting along fine until I got to running with a bad crowd. I began to drink. An appetite for whiskey woke up in my blood. and I went into an awful life of dissipation. It wasn't long until I lost my law practice. I lost all the money I had. We faced starvation. My wife had to go back to her mother and take our little baby to get something to eat and a place to sleep. I took the highway. I came here to New York. He said, I bummed my way along, panhandled, my way across the country. I got here and I wanted to reform, but I couldn't. He said I was in that chamber of horrors, Bellevue Hospital, 5 times for delirium treatment. And at last I got an old friend of mine to get me in the insane asylum. I played crazy for 9 months and stayed away from drink. When I came out, I said to my guide, I'm not crazy, never was crazy. I just came here to get away from drink, but I'm free now. I'm going to get back into business and get my wife and child home. He said, I came back to New York. The first place I stopped was a saloon. I got drunk and stayed drunk for 40 days and 40 nights. I swept out the saloon. I slept on whiskey barrels. I did everything I could to get money to get drunk. And he said, one night, undone and ruined and coatless and hatless, I staggered into this mission. I went up to the front and knelt down. And I told Jesus I couldn't do anything myself. And I asked him to set me free. And there on my knees, I found the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the drink out of me. He took the appetite out of me. He delivered me from my passions. He set me free. I'm a free man. Now, he said, my wife is with me in New York. My little baby girl's grown. I looked at him, and I said to myself, could it be that that man, handsome man he is, intelligent man, with one time a slave, could it be that God Almighty performed such a miracle? Yes, it could be. I've seen Jesus Christ do that many times. I've seen hopeless, helpless slaves. I could talk to you for an hour and tell you story after story, stories that have never been printed, of what I personally, in my evangelistic work, have seen Almighty God do. I could tell you a story of a poor, miserable, fallen newspaper man that traveled with me for 3 years, how God set him free, delivered him from the slavery of drink. Now, I'm talking to somebody who is in the chains of slavery. It may not be drink, it may be something else, but you're in the grip of sin. It's got you. It's got you by the throat. You've tried to quit. You said, I'm not going to do that thing again, but you did. You said, this is the last time, but it wasn't. You got on your knees and said, oh, help me, God. I'll never do it again, but you did. I'm talking not only to a man, but to a woman. A woman. I've had women to turn their tear-stained faces up into my face in the midst of evangelistic meetings and say, oh, Dr. Jones, you just don't know. I don't want to fall in this sin, but I just fall. I remember a story, if I could tell you. There's nothing in all literature more sordid, more terrible, than the story told me by one of the most beautiful women I've ever known. Oh, you poor slaves, what you need is somebody to perform a miracle for you. You need a miracle in your life. Now, that's what Jesus did at the cross. He took this miserable, wretch, ruined, fallen thief, and in a moment of time, he made this man who wasn't fit to live on earth good enough to live in heaven. Now, Jesus can do that for you. You may be the vilest sinner that ever lived. You may have fallen 1,000 times. You may have broken every commandment. You may have pulled down all the standards of decency. But you know what you need? You need Jesus. He can fix you up and can look at you when he forgives you and saves you and look at you as if you never committed sin. You may have some of the marks of sin. You may have some of the stamps upon your body. You may have physical scars. But all your sins can be blotted out, and he can set you free. He's able to deliver you. I've seen Jesus do it. All men in my kind of work, we see those things all the time. We know that Jesus Christ performed miracles. You say, but Bob Jones, you don't know me. You see, I wasn't born right. I have bad blood in me. I've got a bad background. You know, my folks before me, they were sinners. And I was born wrong. Well, you can be born again. And you can be born right this time. You say, but wait a minute. You say, I've got the devil in my blood. Well, I know you have. But But you know Jesus Christ can cast out devils. You know, for 2,000 years, everybody that ever faced the devil were defeated. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, they all went down. The devil was champion for 4,000 years of human history. But when Jesus was born, he met the devil, they went in the ring together, and the devil was knocked out 3 times. The devil tried on Jesus Christ every weapon he ever knew. He tried every trick he'd ever used on the human race, and Jesus Christ knocked him out. Men and women, listen to me. Jesus Christ is champion. The devil's not champion anymore. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be a slave. You don't have to keep falling and stumbling and making a mess of your life. Why don't you trust Jesus Christ? Why don't you get up close to him? He is able to set you free. He did this for a dying thief on the cross, a man that wasn't even fit to live, and he made him good enough to live in heaven. He performed a miracle in the heart of this thief and sent him home to be with God. And he walked the streets of paradise arm in arm with a conquering Christ. Say, he's all right. Jesus Christ is able to set you free from appetite and passion and break the chains of slavery that held you. You don't have to go on like you've been going. You don't have to keep messing up things like you've been messing them up. All you've got to do is to just tell Jesus you can't do it. You tell Jesus you're not man enough, you're not woman enough. Tell him you haven't got will enough. Tell him you've tried and you can't. Tell him you've made a mess. Tell him you've failed. Tell him you've been stumbling. He knows about it, but just tell him. Just talk to him. Say, oh, son of God, I'm a poor lost sinner, in slavery, bound by the chains of appetite and passion, unable to save myself. Here I am, Jesus. Set me free. And you know what he'll do? He'll do it for you. He'll take hold of you and break those chains and set you free. And the Christ that did for the dying thief what he did on Calvary's cross can do for you just now exactly what he did for him. He can take a sinner like you that's fit for hell and can make that sinner fit for heaven. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus. Thank God for cleansing blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Christ. Come to Jesus Christ. Trust him. Surrender to him. He'll deliver you. Our Father, help somebody to do it. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Goodbye, and God bless you, everyone.
You've heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.